Welcome to The Thoughtful Spot, the podcast for women, wherever they are on their Christian journey, who are thoughtfully seeking God's transforming power, who are striving to live as Christ wants them to every day, and who want other Christian women to walk with them through life. I'm your host, Terry Hester. Merry Christmas, friends. Today, on the fourth episode of this series, I'm going to talk about the shepherds and their amazing invitation to start a new story. Zechariah and Elizabeth started a new story. Mary and Joseph started a new story. Does the Christmas story tell us about anyone else that received a heavenly message? Was anyone else given the chance for a new story? How about the shepherds? Let's read Luke 2:8-20 to learn more about them. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. At the time when this occurred, shepherds were not ranked very high in society, so they probably had no dreams about becoming important or special. They would not have had any expectations about being invited to a special event or party, and they definitely would not have expected a heavenly invitation to celebrate the birth of the Messiah. No way. The shepherds were tending their sheep as they always did. I imagine they expected it to be a night just like every other night of the year. They would keep the sheep gathered safely together where they could watch over them. They might have to fight off a few predators. They might have to chase down a runaway lamb or two. It would be a night like so many others they had experienced. But it wasn't a normal night at all, because something amazing happened. An angel appeared to them, not to royalty or wealthy merchants, but to them, to simple shepherds. The angel proclaimed the birth of the Messiah and encouraged the shepherds to leave their fields and go to Bethlehem to see the newborn king. And then a multitude of angels appeared in the heavens, singing praises to God. These ordinary, lowly shepherds had been visited by angels and personally invited to meet the baby Jesus. But wait, should they go? After all, they had responsibilities. Should they leave the sheep behind and make the journey to meet the Savior? Together, they decided to say yes to the invitation. They left their fields and hurried to Bethlehem. When the shepherds arrived in Bethlehem, they found the baby lying in a manger, just as the angel had foretold. They were so excited about meeting the Savior that they told everyone about what had happened, about the message from the angel, about the heavenly chorus, about the journey to Bethlehem, and about the baby Jesus. They had been given the opportunity to meet the Messiah, and they couldn't wait to share the good news. The scriptures tell us that the shepherds went back to their flocks. They had a powerful experience, possibly a life-changing experience, and then they returned home to their ordinary lives. I can't help but think there would have been more to their story. Even though they returned home to the same job, I don't believe they returned as the same people. We are told they returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. What if they kept that up? What if they permanently became people of praise? I think that maybe they were forever changed. They were each given a chance to start a new story as someone who had encountered the Savior. I'd like to think they became persons who recognized the glorious work of the Creator whenever they looked up at the nighttime sky, or persons who practiced compassion for the creatures they were chosen to care for. I'd like to think that, even though they continued to live and work where they did before, they began to live their daily lives differently, with gratitude and praise for all they had been given. In Colossians 3:23, Paul says, "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people." I hope the shepherds did that when they returned home from Bethlehem. I hope they truly began to live a new story. And now, will you pray with me? Dear Lord, I ask you to fill my heart with joy and awe, like that of the shepherds. I want to receive your message of good news. I want to be so amazed by your gift to us, your Son, Jesus Christ, born in a humble setting and raised to redeem us, that I have to share that gift with others. Help me accept your invitation to live with a renewed story of faith, even if my circumstances stay the same. My life may sometimes seem dull and mundane, but I will praise you anew each day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll join me next time as we continue this Advent journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to the podcast, give it a 5-star rating, and tell your friends about it. The Thoughtful Spot can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you are listening now. Links to my website and my Facebook page can be found in the show notes. There you will also find the scripture reference from today's episode and some questions to ponder. The podcast theme music was written and recorded by Jared Hester.